Greetings, a warm welcome to this International Online Sunday Service. Thank you so much for being here today. We are about to have a glorious moment in the presence of God. Last week, our Father ended by saying, Jesus is going to prove to people that He is the answer. And everything else that they're trying to do is a question. Welcome to the best place to be. The presence, the hallowed presence of God. And today we have the prophet with us, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa. And he will be giving us the word of the Lord for this season. And Pastor Kwarampa, joined by Pastor Chikuni, in a few moments we will be introducing our Father. Shalom, man of God.
Thank you, Pastor Kwarampa. Always good to be here.
Indeed. Relevance. The message we are getting now is a message of the time we are in now. You know what's interesting? Last week when our Father began the service, he said that he would have been happy with the situation where the people that are administrating the vaccine knew exactly what they were putting into our bodies. And the people themselves had adequate understanding of what it was that was being put in their bodies. But the sad part is both parties have no idea what they are injecting into the bodies of people. And it's interesting, on that Sunday, the following Tuesday, the United Kingdom started dispensing this vaccine. And on that first day, reports started coming out of a few people that had adverse reactions to the vaccine. And our doctors are saying, well, we'll continue to monitor the effects that this vaccine will have on people. So in a way, it's almost as if this is now like an extended mass experiment.
It's a huge experiment. It's a worldwide experiment. It's very unfortunate that we find ourselves in a situation where you have individuals that are not even qualified in that particular field being the driving force of something they don't have an idea about.
Right.
And you hear professionals beginning to speak out. And you look at the case of the NHS in the UK right now,
right,
where some medical professionals are a bit hesitant in terms of getting the vaccine administered on them, and yet they are the people that are supposed to represent the people.
That's right.
And it's very unfortunate that sometimes it is coming at a time when the voice has already highlighted all these issues.
Mm-hmm. And it's coming at a time where the voice raised a very incredible question that sounded medical in nature, but it was spiritual. Like you quoted a few moments ago, how you have a scenario where if children were in a classroom and you had some of them vaccinated, mm-hmm, and you had some kids that then decide, parents who decide not to get their kids, mm-hmm, vaccinated, mm-hmm, you'll have an outcry,
mm-hmm,
where those that are protected against the virus are going to be coming against those that are not vaccinated. But if, why would they then do that if the vaccine itself is supposed to make them immune from the virus? So we're seeing some interesting turn of events happening, and the pressure that is being put for this vaccine to be given to people right now.
It's amazing. There's a point that you've just highlighted. The one being vaccinated does not even understand what a vaccine is and how it's supposed to operate. The driving force behind the vaccine, not in the medical profession.
Hmm.
The doctors themselves, they don't like the vaccine.
Mm.
And our Father, remember when he said that they are trying to steal your free will.
Yeah.
You look at what doctors are now then saying today, and you realize that indeed God has been speaking to us.
Mm.
I think there comes a time when what has been mentioned before time, what has been said before time, like the individual or not, like the man or not, like the denomination or not, but the reality of what we are going through right now, mm-hmm, has been said by our Father. And whether we like it or not, it's the truth.
Mm.
And unfortunately, very unfortunately, the tide seems to be going in another direction.
Right.
But come last Sunday, our Father then comes and he says, the spirit that dwelleth in you.
Romans 8:11.
Exactly.
Ah, the indwelling spirit, the quickening spirit. It's powerful.
Raises your mortal body.
Indeed. We're seeing a rollout here, and our Father was very specific to let us know that this vaccine and the bringing in of the technology, this will come in two phases. First, you'll have the vaccine coming, where it's reported that they're using a new technology, a new biological technology, not an IT technology, but biological technology that, and there are many concerns about what exactly that biological technology is going to do in terms of the changes it will make in one's DNA. And our father said, if there's technology that is coming in this first phase, it'll be technology that'll come and have an effect on human DNA. Then the second phase of these vaccinations will be when then they'll put the technology inside, where we will then have the culmination of the good and the evil
in one thing.
But we're grateful because we have the indwelling spirit tracing our origin all the way back beyond the dust. We realize that we are actually the Word in essence.
I was sitting one of the days and I was relaxing and I was thinking about how our father had ministered. And one of the things that I realized that our father had actually mentioned or highlighted or imparted upon us was the realization of the physicality of the spirit, tracing back to creation. And you talk of empowerment. I've seen people talk about empowerment. I've seen people try to empower people. But there is no empowerment that goes beyond giving you that information, that consciousness you carry. What you carry carries a certain capability or an ability that can sustain you within a season where you are fighting a war. And that is what our father gave to us. And there is no empowerment that surpasses that. And he's continuously giving us information that qualifies us to live in this time, in this season, and walk this terrain without fear.
You look at the understanding, the light that has existed in the church before this time. It would never have been able to deal with this new manifestation of demons, which is technological. And now we have our father ushering down that very anointing, that very grace that is able to contend and defeat and sanctify the meats.
You look at his explanation and how it then qualifies scripture other than the one that we are touching now. You then realize that indeed God had deposited an ability within us to survive the times. And who else other than our father, the man who saw this before time, to explain how we navigate today, facing the realities that he spoke about manifesting
more
today
than 5 years ago. Well,
it's a joy to be here.
Indeed it is, and we are so glad, we are happy, and we know that you cannot wait as much as we cannot. Please allow us to take these few moments before we begin to introduce the prophet of God. Greetings, our father.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful. It's Sunday morning.
Thank you so much, our Father. Thank you. Father, we thank you for creating a generation that is enabled enough to contend with this new dimension that the enemy has brought. Father, you taught us last week that Lucifer, even the Antichrist, when he looks at the rebellion that is in existence today, they then realize that the only way that we can have a one world order and not a disorder is to put into people something, a program, that can recalibrate the people according to the plan that the enemy has for us. But Father, thank you so much for making us realize that there is a greater light that is in existence where these technological demons can be nullified, Father, and the meats can be sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Thank you, Father, for emphasizing the importance of men and women of God focusing on the right, the correct word of God,
yes,
and prayer. Father, thank you so much for equipping us in this moment. Father, we look forward. We're not discouraged. Yeah. We have joy.
Sure.
In fact, we can't wait to exercise the strength. We thank you so much, Father.
Sure.
That is indeed the truth that we are sharing with our people these days. And I'm so grateful to God for having all of you on board this wonderful and marvelous day. Yes, we are dealing with their latest invention, that is technology, which will effectively force the human race into submission, so that you won't say no to a decree from the highest order. So this is what we are coming up against, and we know what it is. And the Bible teaches us that no man goes to war at his own expense. If you join the army, it's not your own personal gun that you carry into the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to have your own spare bullets in your pocket. The state has to give you that. It has to provide. So this is what gives us confidence that if we are indeed representing the kingdom that is above every other kingdom, it means we have guns that are above every other gun.
Wow.
We are the most equipped army on this planet. So there is no reason for us to fear. Yeah, because the power is there.
Thank you, Father.
The power is there.
Thank you.
You see, there is an update and an upgrade in the workings of Lucifer, the devil, Satan. He is not operating at the same level that he used to operate before. You notice when there is a change in the approach, that changes everything else. The moment the approach changes, everything else changes. We have to be constantly hearing what God is saying.
Yes, Father.
Because it is not about what he said yesterday, it is what he is saying today.
Yes.
Because the problems that we are facing are problems that we have never faced.
Yes, Father.
We are facing them today. So a today word is needed.
Yes, Father. Thank you,
Father. The daily bread. We may try to consult other people that lived way before us, how they handled the same situation, and we might not find sufficient scriptures in the Bible because they never got a chance to deal with what we are dealing with.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
Our warfare is different.
Yes, Father.
Yes. We can't be having the most sophisticated demons in our time and not have the most sophisticated anointing.
Wow. Yes, Father.
Wow. It can't be the same power that they used to have.
Right.
Back then.
Yes, Father.
Some of those nice and good guys who once walked the same path of exhibiting the power of God, they will look at us and really say, my. What is this? You know, in the airline industry, the aviation, there once was a latest technology released of the most complicated and sophisticated plane ever made. And it took over the airspace, the Concorde.
Right. This one.
When that thing came and it hit the market, it really dominated. It took over in terms of everything, beauty, in terms of speed, comfort. You don't talk of any turbulence in there. The entire aviation industry was instantly changed. And the thing, in as much as it was a man-made invention, it really brought a lot of terror into that industry because it was too advanced.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You see. Because now they were bordering between the physical and the supernatural. Because you can't be talking of twice the speed of sound. You see, when you have something that surpasses what you used to have, obviously you expect a lot of politics. Pastors, you can be talking of more than 2,000 miles an hour. And they would put it in a very strange way. Some would even say that this was a technology that was out of its time. In its time.
Out of its time, in its time.
In its time. They had reached an idea which was for centuries to come. And they managed to bring it into their present and started enjoying the power. It attained certain heights. If we were to talk of spiritual levels.
Wow.
Above the rest. So it was dominating from the upper levels. The rest of all these Boeing, these, well, they would look up to this latest invention. Yes, it flies past them like they are stationed somewhere in the skies. And to think if you had to go beyond 50,000 feet above sea level and still from there, you know, there was a lot of politics around that technology because it was beyond what could ever be imagined. How can you from that height have what they were calling a sonic boom or supersonic boom? A concentration of an air molecule that would descend from that level and destroy buildings underneath. What kind of a technology is that? So when we attain those levels, we must expect a lot of politics.
Right.
We are indeed going to become the most endangered species. Because we are coming at a level that is unexpected. Because our heights are unimaginable. This is above Christianity. This is beyond the power that humans can ever harness. Yes. So we are expecting a lot of the politics. Apart from the other Concorde that then crashed, but the issue was over too much speed. There was a violation of a certain law. Some they went as far as saying it was faster than a rifle bullet. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Can you imagine? So from that you learn. Anything beyond what can be imagined or perceived will face a lot of resistance. I'm talking about our level and our speed in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And the thing was grounded. Now it is in museums. Yet man was able to access the knowledge of the world to come. It was fought so hard. But I want you to understand that there is a statement in the book of Psalm 91, and verse number 13.
Book of Psalms 91.
Yes, verse number 13.
Verse 13. It reads, "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet.
Thou shalt tread upon the...
The lion and adder.
And the adder. That is a serpent. So the ability to tread upon, it connotes a certain achievement in the spirit. We have watched great men of God, the likes of Daniel, in the presence of those lions. And we still were able to hear of stories even after the lion's den experience. Means he managed to survive that. There must have been a certain power working within him, which was there not for him to feel, but for the lions to experience. You can be present in the presence of hungry lions that have not been fed for days. And they are looking at you as who? What are you? Who are you? What sort of a restriction? What layer is coating you that stops them from touching you? What changes their appetite? What is that? There is so much in this kingdom that we are yet to understand.
Indeed, Father.
But that ability is not attained at the port of entry. It is realized, it is acquired as a result of abiding. He who abides under the shadow
of the Almighty. He that dwelleth.
If you are to dwell and you abide
in the secret place of the Most
High. There is a secret place of the Most High. You abide if you are to dwell. So the dwelling aspect is where we are missing this divine dividend. It should be acquired over a lengthy period of time of staying in the secret place of the Most High God. And in verse number 13, he's telling you what then becomes of you. The power, that elevation where you tread, you walk above lions, above horses, and above the adder. Vipers. Jesus, remember his statement. The power to tread upon scorpions. Now let's read it. Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
Yes.
Behold.
Yes, see.
I give unto you power.
The power is what?
Given. To tread.
Is it a weakness? Is it a fear? I've given unto you power.
Power.
Okay? To what?
To tread.
Upon?
On serpents and scorpions.
So there is a serpent and there are scorpions. And the power that he gave to you is so that you tread upon. So now when you are living in a period of time where you now have the serpent and the scorpion approaching you, the best thing you can do is not to pray for the power. You don't ask God for the power to tread on the scorpions and on serpents. when scorpions and serpents are coming. They are not coming so that you pray again. They are coming so that you tread. You tread. That's the reason why we have been praying. And then we got the power.
Wow. Wow.
And when serpents and scorpions are coming, they are coming so that we tread. We tread. Treading on serpents and on scorpions, it means an anointing and an ability which keeps you above any poisonous substance injected into your body.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
What is dangerous about vipers is not their strength. These small vipers cannot even swallow you, but it is the poison that comes out of the syringe. Okay.
Yes.
The poison. A little thing, but what comes out? So when you tread upon serpents, you are treading upon chemicals, vaccines. Right. Now, let me show you something that is happening in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 28, from verse number 3. Now, I'm giving you the background first before you read it. In Acts chapter number 27, you notice that there is a journey, and Paul is in the ship. Not as the captain of the ship, but as a prisoner. Now, I don't want to explain everything that happened in chapter 27. But at some point he stood up and he told the people that this journey that we are about to embark on shall bring a lot of hurt and destruction. So he was advising the captains of the ship to abort the mission, because prophetically he had seen the danger, the hurt that was about to occur. But the Bible says the centurion did not listen to the words of Paul. He rather listened to the captain of the ship. Because we don't seem to be in control of the world. We don't seem to be in control of the ship. They are so-called leaders, governors, people that believe that they're in charge of the ship.
Yes, Father.
So when we speak, we are not helped by the centurions. But he had told them that there is going to be so much grief, so there is no blessing in this undertaking. What you're about to do, there is hurt, there is damage that I can perceive. I can see it coming. Look at how many times we have warned the people that the biggest problem is coming after the vaccine.
Yes,
but because they don't believe that we are in charge of the ship, they rather listen to the captains of industries. So, like what he had said, here comes the Euroclidon, the mighty wind, until the angel of the Lord appeared unto Paul, stood right next to him, and he gave him another message that because of you, preservation is going to take place. Then he again told the people that you says, that's what he said, you should have listened to me. But notice, They had a shipwreck. They lost everything. But their lives were spared. And they got to the island called Melita. Whilst they were now at the island, this is the part that I want you people to understand. And those of you listening to me today, hear this part. Notice how they just survived the storm. They had survived the storm. They have lost everything, including the sheep. They can't proceed anymore. So every battle that they went through was at the sea level. And they survived an attack in the sea. Whatever that wind was, wherever it was coming from. But the sea fought them. And they survived an attack from the sea and by the sea. Now they go to the dry land where you expect to find safety. Whilst they are there, I want you now to read what is happening from verse number 3.
Acts chapter 28, verse 3. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire.
Because it is too cold. Right?
Yes, Father.
Yes. The weather was very, very bad. But when they got to the island of Melita, there were some barbarians there, foreign people, with a strange language. They welcomed them in. Now, there was need for fire. So, in the process, Paul is gathering some sticks.
And laid them on the fire.
Yes.
There came a viper out of the heat.
Because of the heat. Now here comes a viper.
And fastened on his hand.
My God. On his hand. Look at the position. When the viper came, it attached itself to the hand. Whether here, whether here. But you must observe what is happening. Because poison is about to get into his body. Soon after an attack from the sea, a disease from the sea, we insist on that.
Yes, Father.
They
yes,
went Father. Through a warfare which was marine in nature. And they survived like we survived. We survived an attack from the sea.
Yes, Father. Yes.
We survived a shipwreck. Now, when we thought the battle was over, we are now on a dry land. Here comes a serpent. Here comes a scorpion. Here comes a syringe attached to your head. Now, let's see what is going to happen now. Because we are just coming out of, according to us, we are coming out of a season which most of us were not supposed to have survived. The wind was very, very boisterous, very stubborn. Billions of people, like we prophesied,
yes, Father,
were supposed to have died had we not what? Prayed. And we survived the shipwreck and we have lost every item that we had in the ship. Businesses have closed down. But what has been spared now is our life. That's the only thing that we have. But here comes a viper. A viper is coming out. Now because of the heat, a serpent came out.
There came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand.
Yes.
And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast.
My God, the venomous beast. When the barbaric, they knew it. Because this is their snake in the island.
Yes,
they know them by name.
Mm, mm.
When they saw this particular vaccine, snake rather, attached to the hand of Paul, they said, this man has demons. Mm. This man is a murderer. Mm. How can you survive a storm? And when you think you're now safe, here comes an injection. There must be something wrong with the church. How can the church of God be going through such an attack consistently? From the storm, now you have poisonous substances being put into your body, through your hand, by the snake. And they said, this man is a murderer. There is a demonic spirit pursuing him.
And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand,
my God,
they said among themselves,
in their own language,
no doubt.
No doubt. We have done an assessment. There is no doubt. We don't need any further investigations. This man is a murderer.
This man is a murderer.
Yes. So he must have killed some people. There is a lot about this man. There is a force that is following him.
Whom, though he had escaped the sea.
Yes, he has survived the what? The sea. An attack from the sea.
Yet vengeance suffereth not to live.
Vengeance suffereth not to live. There is vengeance because he has killed somebody. So the representative of Christ here is being accused of being responsible of all the miseries that all these people have gone through. It is because of this man. You have a man with a curse on board your ship.
And he shook off the beast into the fire.
What he shook off from his hand was the beast, not the poison. Once a snake has injected poison into you, it doesn't matter what you do with the snake. He shook the snake into the fire, right?
Yes, Father.
And
felt no harm.
That's where we are going now.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, yes.
And felt from the feeling, he felt no harm. I will give you power to tread on scorpions and serpents. Right?
Yes, Father.
And nothing shall by any means hurt you or harm you.
Yes, Father.
So he felt no harm, yes?
Howbeit, they looked.
They looked. The barbarians kept on looking at him because there must be some changes from the day of the vaccination. They looked at him to see the effects. of the so-called medication. Let's observe. Let's analyze him after the day of the vaccine. Let's see what is going to become of these God-fearing people. They claim that they have power. Yes?
Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen.
When he should have, number one, swollen. Number two,
or fallen down dead suddenly.
Suddenly, he's supposed to have died because they knew. There must have been some changes on his physical body. Let us, after the injection, observe the changes in the DNA.
Though, but after.
After.
They had looked
they
a
had
great
looked
while.
A great while. Because this is what is exactly going to happen. After a great while. They will be observing us, yes?
And so no harm come to him.
No changes. His approach is still the same. His appetites are not changing. He's still loving. We are failing to see the effects of the poison in this man. And here comes a new name. Yes?
They changed their minds.
That's what we're going to do.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's the only way that we are going to
change their minds towards us.
And said that he was a god.
He said he was a god. Only a god can do that. There was the governor in charge of that island called Publius. His father was sick. He had fever. And he had bowel problems, which had something to do with the blood. There was a blood issue in the island. And the Bible says if you are to continue, then Paul went to Publius' father who had the condition. And he stretched forth his hand. The man who had just received a vaccine, he had just dealt with poison in his body. Now he's demonstrating. You see, all these are the phases that we are going through, from the sea into the vaccine, into the healing revival. And after the healing of that man, the Bible says, and all the people with diseases in that island, they gathered around a god, Paul. The man with an ability, he had dealt with his own problems in his own body. And after that, the revival just broke out. He's healing people after that encounter. So you are looking at three phases: the sea, the disease from the sea.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
And the injection, the vaccine, and the healing that has to occur in the island after that. Now, if you study the book of Psalm, the same chapter that you read, 91, he's talking about noisome pestilences. No disease shall come nigh thy dwelling. Why? Because he will give you power to tread on lions and serpents, the adder. So that power is what we have. And hear this, the way that we are perceived by the world will have to change. We survived the storm from the sea, the pestilence that flies by day or by night. We survived that. Now we think we are safe. And here comes the adder. Once we receive this into our bodies, we must allow the healing power of God that is indwelling be activated.
Yes, Father.
There should be a way of shaking it out of our system. No hurt, no swelling, no falling, no dying, no effects. Why? Because we are above what has been put inside of us.
Yes.
I hope our people are following this.
We are following
the sanctification of the means. The creatures that God created can be sanctified by prayer and by the word.
Yes, Father.
The laying on of hands. How can a man of God, who has been part even of the process, be able to come to you and cure diseases, heal the entire island? You have to be careful, because some of these people that God is using, they have had their own fights, their own battles. You might end up undermining what they carry when you keep on observing the fights, the attacks that they might have gone through. This is a man who has just lost his bag, he has lost his shoes, everything is gone. He's coming out of a loss, even his business is gone. So if you are to look at some of these things that you see happening to some of the men of God, you might lose out on the greatest component that they carry, which helps you survive what is coming. All the men of God that God has used have had challenges. You might Some of you are listening to me today. The way things have been going on in your life, so terrible that even yourself you are suspecting that there could be a devil working in your life. How can everything be going wrong like that? From a storm. Even before you got into the storm, you are a prisoner. Being arrested for no reason. Why is everything in your life going the wrong direction? They might call you a prisoner today. They might call you a demon-possessed person today. But remember, at the end of the process, a new name is going to be given to you. They will call you
a god.
A god. How you are going to survive this, because they will be observing as you are being injected, as the serpent hangs on your hand. They will begin to analyze your lifestyle after that. And they see you behaving the same way. They begin to wonder. By now he should have fallen. He should have denied the Lord. But your zeal for the things of God is rather going to increase. Your commitment to the Lord is going to extend. Your effectiveness, even in the business spheres, is going to improve. Then they will begin to wonder, with the strength that we know to be present in this substance, there's no way these people are different from us. So they are going to testify that there is a difference indeed. So that's the message that I thought I'd bring to our people today, and let them know that I'm not here just to comfort you. No. The power is available. God has already given it to his people to overcome and to tread upon every scorpion. When you move above the lion, when you walk above the adder, the viper, it means by divine providence, God has offered unto you the grace to operate at a level that is very astronomical in terms of height. Your strategies are above. Our strategies, the wisdom that we operate under, is above. Whatever you see the snakes doing, we are above that.
Yes.
Let them come up with any sort of invention. Our pathways are elevated to heights beyond the devil's imagination. He has underestimated us. He has always been underestimating the kingdom of God. That's what the Bible declares. Had the princes of this world known, they wouldn't have crucified the King of Glory. They underestimated the aftermath. What will then become of us when that man hangs on the cross? Had he known the power that will be transferred unto us of becoming sons, he wouldn't have crucified the King of Glory. So the devil is good at miscalculations. He's good at that. But you see, there is an elevation. We need to be promoted right now. We are in the process of getting that promotion.
Yes.
You know, there's something very interesting that you see happening in the book of Daniel. Let me just close by that. Daniel is praying.
Yes, Father.
And here comes Gabriel with a message. From the day that Daniel had started praying for understanding.
Yes, Father.
So he arrives after 21 days, and then he's honest enough in as much as he's an angel of the Lord. Unlike preachers and pastors. This one is honest enough to tell Daniel that I was stopped for 21 days. The confession of that weakness, if you are not smart, you might then undermine the strength of that angel. Okay?
Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
So, he says 21 days. The prince of Persia withstood me for 21 days. Mm.
until Michael. I want people to understand something here. There is something that you might not see. This is Daniel chapter 10, verse number 13. See this, pastors. See this. Okay, read it.
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia.
There is a kingdom of Persia. And this kingdom, notice, is above.
Yes, Father.
It is in the skies. There is a place in the firmament where you have layers of kingdoms. And in that kingdom, in space, there is a prince. So don't just focus on kingdoms that you have on the earth. Because at this point, Daniel is within the same physical kingdom.
Yes, yes.
He's under the Persians. Physically. But above him lies a blanket of the Persian kingdom. It's not just a representative of what is on the earth. No, what is on the earth is a representative of what is in the skies. And high up there is the prince of that kingdom. And whatever is decreed in that higher realm is what happens physically. So Gabriel had to overcome that spiritual realm before he could have access to a physical realm of the same kingdom.
Yay.
Okay? Yay. So he's saying, I've been stopped. So you mustn't worry much about that as of first, depending on where you are. If it is your flesh, you are down here. If it is the spirit, you are above principalities and powers.
Yes, sir.
Okay, above those kingdoms. We operate from there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so transporting what we have in the heavens is the problem. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So in business or in economics, that's what they call repatriation of dividends.
Yes.
That's where we have difficulties. Transporting the blessings that we have. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings, but in heavenly places. So getting it down through these systems is where Christians ought to have some kind of promotion in the spirit. This is why when things are coming into any of these countries that you see, it matters who owns the item at the border. When a vehicle that belongs to an official gets there, the way it is treated is different. Who owns what is coming down from the heavens? Your name has to be attached to the item. When blessings are being lowered down from a heavenly dimension, it matters. Your name is very important. That's why demons said, Paul we know and Jesus we know. Why is he still mentioning the name of Paul? If it's no longer part of the equation. So your name is very important on the item. That determines how long it is going to spend being cleared by the customs. Hear this. So he was withstood there.
Yes.
Resisted. But there is a reason why. Gabriel is an angel of the Lord. Michael is an angel of the Lord. But hear this. Because they are archangels as well. But I want you to understand something. I want you to observe something that is hidden in that passage of scripture. Keep on reading.
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days.
Yes.
But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes came to help me.
He came to what?
Help me.
Yes.
And I remained there with the kings of Persia.
And then I remained there with the kings of Persia. But we are not aware now for how long he has been fighting against the prince of the kingdom of Persia. We are not aware.
Yes, sir.
He's saying he withstood me for 21 days. But notice, he's also saying during that stay, whilst he was being held by those forces, Michael came and he helped him.
Yes, sir.
But still he remained there with the kings of Persia. So two things that I want you people to notice. There is the prince of the kingdom of Persia. And there are kings of Persia.
Yes.
All in the same spiritual realm.
Yes.
Now, notice this. So the spirit that withstood him was the prince of the kingdom of Persia.
Yes.
Right? And he could not fight that prince. He could not resist that prince. Until another archangel that bears the same title, chief of prince, came to contend with a prince. Because it's a fight of ranks here. But when Michael came, fought against the prince of the kingdom of Persia, because he's the chief of the princes, he had the right to contend with another prince. But Gabriel, because he's at the level of kingship, Michael said, I have fought this battle on your behalf, but as for the kings, I will leave you to spend time with them, deal with them until you are done. But next time you encounter a prince, you have to hire another spirit, which is at that level, that will fight on your behalf. I hope you are following this.
We are following. Yes, Father.
So you have a prince of Persia and there are kings of Persia. What is that structure? You see now.
Yes, Father.
So as for the prince, Michael had to come and assist. And I was left with the kings to deal with them. So all the kings that are going to come on the earth under the Persian kingdom, they will play according to the line of kings that you see in the sky. They will behave and act and pass judgments and policies according to what they are being told by the force above. Okay, so I want you to understand now. So this war that is coming against us, we are above it. There's been a promotion already where the Lord, he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Yes, Father.
So we are entering into a season where we have now to see the prevailing of the church, not the prevailing of the devil. The gates of hell that are coming against us now. Here comes the power of God. So, whatever princes are planning, whatever kings are plotting against mankind, you must understand, God has fought the battle for us.
Yes.
But there are these little forces that he knows we can contend with. And we'll remain with the kings. We'll deal with the kings. We'll deal with systems, because that power is no longer with God. We will not invite God to come and fight this one for us, because behold, I give unto you what?
Power.
The power. The power is given to us. The war that we could not fight, ranks that we could not contend with, he did that for us.
Thank you.
But what is left now is for us to remain with the kings, evil presidents in our generation. And that power to deal with them. It might take us days, but we are going to prevail against them. Because God has elevated us. God has promoted us. God has given us power. So child of God, as we move towards the celebration of the crossover, where we are thanking and appreciating God for what he did for us, you must be happy that you are still here. Even after this storm. And as we get to the island of Melita, whatever is going to rise up against you by reason of the heat of the fire, whatever is going to hang on your hand, the thing that they are bringing, so that it becomes part of you, so that it controls you, so that you swell, so that you fall and you die. Let's expect a tremendous wave of the healing power of God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Like we've never seen before.
Thank you.
What is going to happen in that island is remarkable. Every disease, every plague on our land will submit to an outstretched arm
of the man and the woman of God. And this power, God has already given it. What is left now is for them to watch as it work, and for our name to be changed. Indeed, we thought these people had demons, but now we know these people are gods. Let's close it here for today. Pastors, thank you so much for having me here. Thank you.
Father, we're overwhelmed, Father. Father, we're just overwhelmed by this. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much, Father. Service ended up taking a turn that was unexpected. We are so overwhelmed what the Lord is doing now. To him be the glory next time, inshallah.
Satabru Sate. Satalaho. Oh Lord, how we long to be in your presence. Oh, la se brusa kenendele rezo la vush. Alades a soti brase. Your favor.